Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome back to my exclusive interview with President Donald Trump. On the economy, your administration has spent more money, more federal dollars, than the Obama administration did in its first term. Is that worrying you because we owe $23 trillion?
No, it doesn't, because for a different reason. I can solve that. That's much easier than what I've been doing. I've had to rebuild the military, Bill. I've rebuilt the military. I took over this great country, and our military was in horrible shape. It was totally depleted. I had a general walk in and tell me they had no ammunition. We don't have ammunition. Can you imagine? I said, no president should ever hear that again. And I went to work very quickly, and we bought massive amounts of ammunition to a point where we could barely store it. And I rebuilt new planes, new ships are being built, a lot of things. Plus, I'm working it, you know, like you probably read, I'm very unhappy with a certain aircraft carrier that's way over budget. That was an Obama deal. So incompetent, the way they give out contracts, I've never seen anything like it. And all that stuff is being worked on. You know, this is for years and years. This is even before him. But this is for years and years. And but we've had to rebuild the military. We had to fix our country. And when I'm ready to go, it'll be very easy to bring down costs, much harder. I had to fix our military. That was the biggest.
We just approved. So you're confident.
$738 billion.
I want to get you on a record. In a second term, if you're reelected, you're going to try to bring down that debt?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure. That'll be easy. You know why that's easy?
Why?
Because all of these things and much of the money that I'm spending right now, and a lot of it's on the military. We're building a wall along the Mexican border. We need that wall desperately.
Right.
I'm taking it out largely out of the military. It's being built by the Army Corps of Engineers. It's going up very rapidly. But we need, you know, all of these things. The Democrats want to have open borders. They want open borders. They want these people to come in, and many of them are stone-cold criminals. And they will rape and pillage, okay? We can't have them in.
Well, while we're on that subject,
without a wall, you can't have border security.
While we're on that subject, and you and I occasionally speak, and I never ever say to anybody what you and I talk about because we've known each other for 30 years. I don't know how you've put up with me for that long, but
a long time. No, a lot of respect.
One of the things that you have said to me, and I don't think you'll be angry about me putting this out there, is that if another country murdered 100,000 Americans with guns, we would go to war with that country. Yet the Mexican drug cartels kill more than 100,000 Americans every year by the importation of dangerous narcotics.
Right.
Are you going to designate those cartels in Mexico as terror groups and start hitting them with drones and things like that?
I don't want to say what I'm going to do, but they will be designated. I don't say what I want to do. I've already offered Mexico. I like the president very much. I actually get along with this president much, much better than the previous president. And in theory, this president has socialistic tendencies, but I think he's a very good man. But I've actually offered him to let us go in and clean it out. And he so far has rejected the offer. But at some point, something has to be done. Look, we're losing 100,000 people a year to what's happening and what's coming through on Mexico. And they have unlimited money, the people, the cartels, because they have a lot of money because it's drug money and human trafficking money. And you have to see some of the devices where they put it in cylinders of cars and you cannot tell. The thing that can sniff it out is a dog. The equipment you buy for tens of millions of dollars can't do it. A dog can do it, okay? Can you believe it? There's nothing like a good old-fashioned German Shepherd dog, especially from a specific area. They're unbelievable. But, no, we're losing 100,000 people. Now, multiply that times 10, the families that are destroyed. You know, you have families that are absolutely destroyed. It is a very, very sad situation.
So you are going to designate
the... Something's going to have to do.
You're going to designate the Mexican cartels as terror groups?
I am going to be designating the cartels. Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
That'll be a big story.
I've been working on that for the last 90 days. You know, designation is not that easy.
No, I know.
You have to go through a process, and we're well into that process.
And where do you see they'll attack you for doing that? I mean,
I don't care.
No, I know that, but that's how absurd it is.
I'm attacked on everything. Yeah, no, I'm attacked on everything. But the Democrats want open borders. They want sanctuary cities where they protect criminals. And you know, the people in those sanctuary cities don't want them, including in California. They don't want them.
Well, California is interesting.
They gotta take a vote.
One of the most disgraceful things that I think all Americans see is what's happening in Los Angeles, Seattle, San Francisco, with the thousands of mostly drug addicted, substance abusers, homeless, running wild. And you have said that you're going to have the EPA go in there and make it an environmental, a federal environmental problem, so you can deal with it because the local Democrats won't. Can you explain?
I've already started the procedure. EPA has already sent very powerful letters and letters of default to San Francisco. Others are going out to L.A. Because what's happening is all of the horrible things that, first we have to take care of our homeless, but we also have to save these cities. These cities are great cities and they're going down the tubes. Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco, what's going on there is unbelievable. Los Angeles, you take a look at what's happening and human waste, needles, drugs, everything. It's being sent into the Pacific Ocean through the storm sewers. Storm sewers are not supposed to have that. They're not supposed to have that. And all of this stuff during is washing into the storm sewers and going into the Pacific Ocean. And EPA has let them know. Because, you know, some people smile, people that know me don't smile. But I'm very much an environmentalist. I want clean air. I want clean water. And what's happening is all of these needles and all of this horrible stuff where police are getting sick by walking. They're literally getting sick. They're very sick, many police, by walking the beat, just by walking by it every day, where tenants that are paying a lot of money coming from other countries in some cases, they want to leave these buildings because they don't want to have to walk through. I mean, they're walking through thousands of people that are, you know, in some cases sick, very sick. And it's a very sad thing for everybody.
So what can the federal government do?
Nancy Pelosi ought to be focused on that as opposed to focused on this most ridiculous thing I've seen, impeachment, which has gone way, way down in the numbers now that people understand it. Way, way down, and especially in swing states and with independents.
But let's just get back to the homeless thing. What can the federal government do to stop the homeless encampments? What can you guys do?
Well, the first thing we have to do is remove the people from the streets and put them in institutions or, in some cases, as you know, put them in hospitals.
And you think that'll happen?
Many of these people are sick people.
Right.
Many of these people are sick, very, very sick. And we have to remove them. We have to put them where they can have some care, some good care. And we have to, in some cases, put facilities outside in areas that aren't expensive.
Yeah, military bases.
Where you have land.
But I can see San Francisco.
Not where you have 50-story buildings every block.
I can see the Attorney General Becerra of California and the Governor Newsom out there fighting you.
Oh, they'll fight me.
If the feds try to close down these encampments. I can see that.
Well, Newsom fought me on forest fires. Now he finds out I'm right. Those fires in California, there's no reason to have them. The floors of the forests are filthy dirty, meaning feet of leaves and fallen timber. You know, when a tree falls, if it's there for more than 18 months, it becomes like a matchstick, okay? It's dry, dead bone dry. And the leaves underneath are bone dry. In some cases, they're there for years. And when you start one little fire, it goes up. The whole thing goes up. If they would clean that out, you wouldn't have fires. You would have very few fires. I mean, you have cities that are called forest cities. They're in forests in Europe. You take a look at forest countries. You have countries that are in the mountains. They don't have anything like this. And they have more flammable lumber of the type that California has, but more flammable than that.
All right.
More inclined to burn.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if you, when you go up against the state of California, because they'll try to prevent the federal government from cleaning up the homeless.
Well, we're doing it with cars, too. Yeah. Cars, people are spending $3,500 more for a car. That's not as good because it's sucking. It needs a little more energy. It needs a little more gasoline, okay? Just a little bit more, like from a glass. And instead, they spend $3,000 more, and the cars are unsafe because they make them so light. They're like paper mache. So what I've done is I said, we're going to build, and we're going to end up in litigation with these characters, we're going to build a much stronger car, a much safer car that's going to cost less money and it's going to work better.
Mr. President, if you could please stay with us for a moment, we'll be right back after a few words. There are literally thousands of abandoned animals that need your help. So I have partnered with Delta Rescue, founded by actor Leo Grillo, to rescue some of them. 40-year-old Delta Rescue is the only no-kill, care-for-life animal sanctuary of its kind, home to more than 1,500 rescued dogs, cats, and horses on a 150-acre ranch. Visit deltarescue.org/bill to get Delta Rescue's free estate planning package to learn how to grow your estate while letting your compassion for animals live on well into the future. That's deltarescue.org/bill to get this free estate planning package. I have donated. And since it's the holiday season, enjoy the movie Magic on Delta Rescue's website free. Magic is the heartwarming story of a Christmas dog that is an angel, played by Christopher Lloyd. DeltaRescue.org/bill.